My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can see them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or you can get their stuff at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. And Mark, at the tail end of the campaign season, that becomes even harder and harder.
Isn't that a fact?
Absolutely. So, busy week here. I don't know if you guys are wearing the hazmat suits around the office this week or...
You know, we do have a bunch of people flying around the country, so we'll see. We'll see what that leads to.
Exactly. Well, here's a good question for the Capitol Steps, because you guys obviously do a lot of costumes and props. So if you go to a store and ask a person, hey, do you guys have any Ebola or hazmat suits? How do you do that without setting off a complete panic somewhere?
Yeah, that's true. Those are, you know, those are alarm words, I guess. But, you know, fortunately for us, the government in its, you know, wisdom has decided that our wonderful TSA agents are really the vanguard of stopping Ebola. So, you know, if they the people who take your water bottle are the same people that are going to stop Ebola. So we got it made.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything to worry about. New Ebola czar today. It's always fun to get a new czar, right?
Yeah. You know, dancing with the czars is a big deal here in D.C. You know, because I guess the infectious diseases czar was not adequate enough. They had to have a very specific one for this.
Just for Ebola. Well, the president's got Ebola to worry about. He's got ISIS, of course. He's got the midterms, which aren't looking that great for his party right now. The last thing he should be worried about is whether the front door is locked, correct?
Yes, exactly. He should not really be concerned about his security with everybody looking at him. And yet, as we all know, the story of the guy who jumped the fence was a little more than he made it to the front door. Basically, he got in and ran around the house for a while.
Yeah, I think most of us would be alarmed if that happened where we live. But the Capitol Steps, always able to find the joke in situations like this. So here's their latest edition of Secret Service Man.
We protect the president from danger, but each and every scandal's getting stranger.
First hookers and then booze, now people running loose.
Odds are we won't be employed tomorrow.
Secret Service Man needs a better plan.
We learned of that fence jumper when we saw it on C-SPAN.
The agent at the door, he did elude her. But we finally caught the lone intruder.
Set a clever trap when we woke up from our nap.
Odds are we'll be reassigned to Fargo.
Secret Service shot. Now we're being mocked.
Here's a plan to guard the White House. Make sure the door is locked.
That's the latest Secret Service drama. Pretty soon new folks will watch Obama.
His security, they say, is worse than Beyonce's.
She has some bodyguards that he should borrow.
Secret Service doubts what our job's about.
We thought the fence was for Obama to keep him from
jumping out.
Oh, Mark, very, very good. I think it's about 80 or 100 yards from the fence to the front door of the White House. So the big question is, why didn't the Redskins sign this guy?
Yeah, I like that. That's very good.
So are people enjoying, you know, all these horrible stories that are coming down in the news lately?
They seem to be.
You guys obviously put a great twist on them, make them more lighthearted than...
Well, like I say, you know, if you don't laugh about some of this stuff, what are you going to do? Just sit in your house and curl up in the fetal position and cry about it?
I think most people are, especially if they've been anywhere near Dallas or Cleveland lately, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we're just a couple weeks away from the midterm elections. Anyone out there where you're watching what they're saying and doing, you're like, oh, please win. We can get 6 years of material out of you.
You know, unfortunately, that rarely happens in the, you know, the individual races, unless they're a leadership position, and that's just going to be the same old familiar facelifts. You know, it's either going to be McConnell running the Senate now, or, you know, Reid, and it doesn't look like the House is going to do anything. So, you know, maybe one of the new guys could get into an outrageous sex scandal for us. That'd really help us out.
Well, I'm sure one of them will, probably.
Keep your fingers crossed.
The real fun for you starts November 5th, because that's when the exploratory committees get...
Oh, yes, exactly. So then we'll weed through all the characters for a year, and then as soon as we get a really great, funny story about them, they'll drop out of the race. Always happens.
It's the way it always goes. Mark, have a great weekend. Good luck with the shows. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online, capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.